Hey guys, welcome to the podcast, the Hey It's Renal podcast, the only podcast that has two shows on one, Wrestling Off the Handle and Quick Talks with Renal. Check it out. I love you. Yay! Hey guys, it's your boy here, Renal Prevail. You can find me at everything at heyitsrenald.com. Well, pretty much everywhere, but that is my website, heyitsrenald.com. But my Instagram, hey, it's Renald. Hey, I-T-S, Renald. That's my Instagram. This is Wrestling Off the Handle, a solo episode. Today is November 19th, 2018. Today we're talking about Survivor Series. It was actually pretty good. It was a decent Survivor Series. I haven't watched... Actually, no. The best Survivor Series I saw was a few years ago where Dolph Ziggler was about to be the champ. That Survivor Series was off the chain. This one was straight, especially the Raw versus SmackDown Survivor Series. You know what? Give it up to Shane O'Man. Shane O'Mac. I don't know what I just said before, but Shane O'Mac still got it, man. Doing a West Coast, coast to coast, just at 40 some years old. No, he's not 40. He's probably in his 50s. Nah, maybe 40s. But anyway, it was still pretty cool. Seeing him able to do that. Unfortunately, SmackDown lost. They got, 6-0. How did that happen? You're SmackDown. You are named after a slogan from the greatest champion of all time, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, and now Hollywood, The Rock, SmackDown. What? Why did you do this to me? You know why? It's because Becky was hurt. Nia took her out, and, the locker room was kind of sad. I couldn't really pull it out. I'm so full of it. I guess it's pretty much, brand supremacy. I don't think I said that word right either. It's pretty much one brand's better than the other one, and they keep trying to shove it down our throat that Raw is better, even though I don't think so. I think SmackDown is way better. It's a shorter show, so they're able to actually make things happen that maybe at a faster pace. That also is kind of like good. I like Raw, but because it's 3 hours long, there's a lot of filler of stupid stuff that is unnecessary. But I do we'll take that back actually, because SmackDown, because it's short, a lot of times they do things within the matches I don't like when there's a commercial within a match. Like, let me just watch the match. I don't care about Pampers or something like that. They don't do Pampers commercials, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm just complaining. But Survivor Series, Nia Jax is definitely, they just said, hey, you messed up big, but seems like the audience hates you, the internet hates you. You know what? We're going to go make you a heel, and this is going to make you even bigger. She pretty much stayed out of the match the whole time, and to the point where Sasha Banks is about to win the match, and she throws her off. She throws her off the turnbuckle. Nia Jax... They were the last two, I think. They were the last two. And Nia Jax throws Sasha Banks off the turnbuckle when she's about to do a frog splash and ends up just kicks her out of the match and then wins it for herself. So, yeah, I think she definitely is going to be a heel. She has a match coming up soon. She won the next title shot against Ronda. And let's talk about Ronda. Ronda's match was crazy. It looked like they were doing like a lot of chain wrestling. Like, that's when they link up, I got you, you got me. But then it ended up looking like a slugfest. Like they just like both just hitting each other. Not sloppy or anything. Just like they're not wrestling. They fighting to the point where Ronda's face is bleeding. Like she's bleeding in her mouth. I don't think she got cut. I think she just got something she got cut with something. She got hit in the elbow or something. I don't know how did her mouth start bleeding, but it did. And, Charlotte gets out of the ring. Ronda's in the ring. pretty much, you know, getting hoked up or Ronda up, if you like to call. Like, come on, come on. Charlotte's still out in the outside of the ring. Ronda goes from the inside of the ring to go run around the ring to go meet Charlotte. And as soon as Ronda is about to catch up with Charlotte, Charlotte hits her with the biggest kendo stick I've ever seen in my life. Probably the same kind of kendo stick, but it just looked like it was just so impactful. You could have heard it all the way at your mama's house, okay? It was a hard swing. And after that, you know, she wins the match. Charlotte, you know, after disqualification, you think, you know, you're going to only see, like, you know, two hits, normal thing, and that's it. But I don't know what happened. I didn't count, but I'm pretty sure Ronda got hit with a kendo stick at least over 10 times, maybe more. And then Charlotte was not even leaving it up at that point. We had referees, security separating them, or well, separating Charlotte, telling her, no, no, this isn't, you can't do this. And then, you know, Charlotte brought the chair before the security comes in, and they take the chair from her and leave it there. And as Charlotte leaves the ring, all the security is like trying to be around Ronda. Charlotte runs right back in and hits Charlotte, or Charlotte hits Ronda with a chair again, pretty much leaving her bleeding. You can look from the camera. They were going, Ronda finally gets up, and if you look through the camera look, they were going up and down Ronda, seeing all the welts and the bleeding, and Ronda took a lot of hits, man. She took them like a champion. She was in pain. If she wasn't, I definitely was. I felt them. She was bleeding so bad. And, you know, telling the audience, the security, no, I don't need your help. Don't touch me. I'm getting out the ring by myself. And it didn't seem like the fans were really into it, Ronda. They were booing her after she got beat up. I thought there would probably be like a chant like, Ronda, you deserve it. Well, not deserve it, because that would be mean. I mean, like, Ronda, you like worked hard. You deserve this. Like, you know, it's okay. They weren't really sympathetic for Ronda. They were like, yeah. Even some guy, no one knows what he said, but Ronda just looked at him with a death stare and said, you're not a man. Oof. I don't know who she was talking to, but that hurt my feelings. And that guy probably definitely deserved it. We love wrestling, but we all know that wrestling fans can be, what's the word? That's a classy word. Jackasses. So he probably said something super rude, and Ronda was like, I will still bust your ass. This is just a work. But no, Ronda goes up. Then right before she hits the ramp, before she, you know, turns into the inside, before she gets up the ramp, once she's actually on top of the ramp, she looks back at the crowd and just looks disappointed. You know, like no one's chanting for her. She's broken. But you know what? This, I think, totally gave like Charlotte Flair, woo, like some like ammo to be like, you know what, Becky, you gonna be bad, I'm gonna show you what's badder. So this is probably, maybe Becky's gonna be out a little bit longer, because concussion, sometimes those times you can be back in a week, a month, a little longer. You know, looks like Alexa Bliss is gonna be gone. Alexa Bliss had two concussions back to back, so we don't know the situation. But maybe Becky be out, so they might be trying to do a Charlotte and Ronda. And after the beating Charlotte gave Ronda, Ronda needed to get that payback. You know, Monday Night Raw is tonight, so, but they're on two different brands, so that doesn't make sense. So I don't know, they're probably gonna do a thing at WrestleMania, because you know they're on two different shows, so it doesn't make sense for Ronda to go just beat her up because she beat her up on her show. But there'll be a lot of goading on Monday Night Raw, I guarantee it. Corbin's going to be pretty much the new GM after Raw destroyed SmackDown, beating them 6-0. We talking about destruction? Let's talk about Daniel Bryan. The first few minutes of it, the first, you know, I know it was weird because like it like... Daniel Bryan had this little swagger where he's like kind of smiling and then kind of taunting the big man, you know, Brock Lesnar. But it was like, what the hell was that? And then as soon as the match happens, you just see Daniel getting beat up. We're like, all right, rarely seen this before. You know, he beat up Roman. He beat up Braun. Just, all right, it's going to be a squash match. I don't know. A lot of words, I don't say it right, but you pretty much can figure out. I thought it was just going to be Daniel Bryan getting beat up. And after a few minutes, you start seeing some life back in the boy, the American Dragon, Daniel Bryan. And he just starts rallying back, getting him some good offense. You know, then Brock stopped him for a little bit. Then he brings him back. And it looked like Daniel Bryan was going to make Brock Lesnar tap. And you know what? I started thinking about that. You know why they probably really, not why they did that, but it could have came off of the fact that last week when Daniel Bryan won the title on SmackDown to AJ, right before that promo, AJ and Paul Heyman were having a conversation saying, you know, I didn't beat Brock Lesnar, but I almost made him tap. Woo! And then Daniel Bryan beats AJ Styles and then almost makes Brock Lesnar tap. I thought the match was over. I thought it was going to be Daniel Bryan. If Daniel Bryan would have won that, you would have had to literally put him under as one of the best wrestlers of all time. He is, but you need to beat Brock. People need to beat Brock to be, you know, the guy, I think. Brock doesn't even have that much long in the WWE. You know, he may be going to, I guess he's, I remember he was signed for two matches. So this was one of them, or three. This is one of them, Survivor Series. He has one more. No, he's only signed for two. So he might just come back for WrestleMania and do a couple of guest appearances on Monday Night Raw. It would be really super weird not to see the Universal Championship title on Raw tonight. But they may not, because Brock, he doesn't have to be there. They'll just have Paul Heyman. Yeah, he'll just be there. I don't know if you guys saw that when Paul Heyman, the whole few minutes of Daniel Bryan getting beat up, Paul Heyman was holding the Universal title while gasping like, oh my God, what does he keep doing? Those suplex, it was scary because Daniel Bryan just came back from a 2-year hiatus or 2 to 3 year hiatus from a neck surgery and neck problems. So I was just really hoping like one didn't just take too much out of him, because we need Daniel Bryan back in WWE. What kicked it off was the resurgence of Daniel Bryan was him kicking Brock Lesnar right in the balls. Referee gets knocked down. Daniel Bryan's like, it's my turn. Same thing he did to AJ Styles. Daniel Bryan is now, I guess, a heel. Yeah. Supposedly, you know, insiders have been saying that he's been having conversations with Vince, and what him not going to Crown Jewel made him kind of like, I guess, have this new respect. We don't know. This is the internet. Have new respect for Daniel Bryan, saying like, all right, he got balls. I'm going to change him. I'm going to make him a bad guy, you know? And he's doing well. He did that at Ring of Honor. He knows how to do that. He's literally one of the best wrestlers. Like, he can change his face. He can have a match and just change his face impression, and it just looks like a whole different guy. Or just like, he just knows how to sell with his face. Not a lot of guys can do that. It's very hard. And you know, the match should have ended up being on Daniel Bryan's favor, but you know, ended up either way a decent match. What match did I enjoy the most? It's probably that one. The tag match was cool here and there. It didn't make sense that Samoa Joe gets like eliminated within the first 15 seconds. Like, this man has titles from like every organization he's ever won. Ben, he's put a whole show on his back for years. He's literally can keep up with any guy you got there. and y'all gonna make that man lose and within the first few seconds? Eh, whatever. The authors of Pain, AOP. I don't know the guy's name. I really feel bad for their manager. Well, I feel bad that I don't remember his name, but I don't feel bad for him. That was a weird spot. I should have known they were definitely going to do some like, oh, the Big Show's here. Hey, we got someone that's under 5 foot or 5'7". We got to make them do something ridiculous. And he, yeah, pretty much Big Show just picks him up and chokes him, and then he just pees himself. And I couldn't understand like why he kept touching his groin and why was a camera at his groin. But I guess he had one of those little trick things in his pants to make him look like he peed himself. WWE, do better. It was kind of funny, actually. It was kind of funny. Yeah, it was a little funny. It was just stupid. you know what? Actually, my boy pointed it out. One of the guys we have on our podcast, Randy Vega, pointed out some guy like that's just like kind of being like kind of sketchy in a hoodie and just sitting down, but like keeps like covering his face. You know, we obviously thought that was Dean Ambrose. You know, we thought it was going to be a little thing where he gets, you know what? I'm tired of Seth beating Shinsuke, or Shinsuke beating him and just beat up Seth Rollins. And it ended up being Enzo Amore. Yeah, I know. Like, wow. He had a shirt. I can't remember what it was said, but it was a play on from his catchphrase when he was in the WWE. And it was, I think it said like, I'm just doing just fine or something like that. It's like, well, you kind of, what happened was that eventually through the show, he ended up taking his hoodie off, just letting people know like, I'm here and showing off his shirt. So I guess that was like his way of crashing the show so he can get attention to his wrestling. No, he's not wrestling. He's rapping. Some people don't like his rap. I don't really, I'm not a big fan of it, but it ain't bad. It's kind of riding. All right. You listen to it. It's not that big. If you got some time to kill on YouTube, we all do. Just check it out. It's not horrible, but it's not the greatest. And you got to give him some time. But he crashed the WWE, like Survivor Series. I'm telling you right now, his probably Instagram and everything else is blowing up. He's probably going to get some booking in different areas, either from rap or something, or a world star, or something is going to come from that. Okay, trust me. A security guard ended up pulling him away. So he wasn't really I thought it might have been a work for a second when I heard about it the next day, but I'm like, oh, right, security really pulled him away? That was real security, not the TV security where you can tell each and every of these guys are some indie wrestler. No, it was like real security, like locked him up. They ended up letting him go, but they definitely weren't playing with him. So I doubt he'll be doing that anytime soon. But speaking of this Seth Rollins and Shinsuke match, it was as big as a fan I am of Seth Rollins, I felt like those two good dudes and Shinsuke, as good as they are, that match should have been either for a title or in a different, like, it felt kind of pointless. Like, they had no story behind it because both of those guys are super good and actually kind of super alike. Even to the point where Seth Rollins mimics Shinsuke's move, come on! I think that's the only English Shinsuke knows. But anyway, it was an okay match. It just, as talented as those guys are, it was a decent finish and simple. As talented as those guys are, I think they could have put them in something better, like War Games from NXT. If they would have put them in that, woo, something like that would have been dope. By the way, War Games was definitely dope. The last match was better than some of the matches on Survivor Series. My opinion, my unpopular opinion, but it was dope. If you guys get a chance, look up NXT War Game 2. I might go look up the first one because I didn't see that one, but this was a dope, dope, dope matches. What else ends up? Raw end up being 6-0. SmackDown end up being a loser, even though they not, because it's SmackDown, baby. I love SmackDown. It's a better show, my opinion. Should be my popular opinion. But, you know, it ended up the way it did. You know, you guys let me know. I'm going to leave you guys off with this. Let me know in my comments. I'm going to keep posting. This is the first solo episode I've done. Well, technically solo. The first time I did, the time I did before kind of sounded really terrible because I was in my car driving and it didn't sound good. I did this solo by myself in my man cave. Please like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast, guys. I love you. Later.
Oh, thank you.